Hey, everybody, and welcome back to NFL Insights. This is our Super Bowl edition, so we'll be taking a break until sometime in the off season. Let's get right down to it. We know the teams: Kansas City Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers, playing the first Super Bowl ever in Las Vegas, Super Bowl 58, and the man who needs no introduction, but I'll give him one anyway. Brennan Rampey, take it away.
So this is a rematch of Super Bowl LIV back in the 2019 season. Same teams and even the same referee, Bill Vinovich. So it feels like we've been here before, and I guess that is true. But that matchup was played in Miami instead of Las Vegas, so we don't know what this matchup is going to be like, but I hope it's a good one. I'm a little nervous because Jim Nantz and Tony Romo are calling this game, and the two Super Bowls they did together were some of the worst of all time. The first one was the Patriots versus Rams Super Bowl from at the conclusion of the 2018 season. The Patriots won 13-3 in one of the most boring Super Bowls of all time. And then the other one they did together was the Buccaneers versus Chiefs game, where the Buccaneers blew out the Chiefs 31-9. There was a bit more touchdowns scored there, but blowouts are never fun. The Super Bowl should be a close game, a close, fun game, and the Super Bowl is the culmination of the season, so it's always it's anticlimactic when there's a blowout, for sure. I think these two teams are evenly matched this year. The teams are, of course, a bit different since the first matchup. Tyreek Hill is gone. He's been traded to the Dolphins, and they haven't missed a Super Bowl. The Chiefs haven't missed a Super Bowl since trading him, which is kind of wild. And the 49ers don't have Jimmy Garoppolo anymore. They have a new quarterback, Brock Purdy, and he is a lot better than Garoppolo is. A better arm. He has mobility. He's durable. He's basically everything Garoppolo isn't. I think he's going to be in San Francisco for a long time. There's a lot of chatter and like discussion and debate about him just being a system quarterback, but I think he's a lot more than that. It's because of him they were able to win those games against the Packers and the Lions. They were trailing in both of those games, and they were able to get it done. It looked like a down year for the Chiefs, but of course a down year results in a Super Bowl visit anyway. Their offense was mediocre for most of the year, but then they started to play better in the playoffs. They scored 27 points in wins against the Dolphins and the Bills, although both teams were decimated defensively with injuries. And then against the Ravens, they won in a defensive game, 17-10. The offense was shut out in the second half, but this defense is an elite group, and it might be the best in the league. I believe they're the only team to not allow 30 in a single game this year. Steve Spagnuolo is a great defensive coordinator. He should maybe get a head coaching job sometime soon. He's pretty good at what he does. The Ravens seemed unstoppable with Lamar Jackson and their offense going into that AFC Championship game, but they were completely shut down. Lamar Jackson had, I believe, three turnovers. Yeah, there was Lamar threw it. He threw an interception, lost a fumble, and then Zay Flowers had a fumble in the end zone for a touchback. So yeah, three turnovers, not all on Lamar Jackson. Zay Flowers I'm sure he's thinking a lot about that AFC Championship loss because he had a taunting penalty, which resulted in a 15-yard penalty, and then got the ball, dived towards the end zone, and then fumbled it. So who knows what could have happened if all those things didn't happen. But the defense is an elite group. Chris Jones is probably going to be the top free agent of the offseason. He's had another great year. Chris Jones, George Karlaftis, Mike Dana, they're great up front. The linebacker group is really deep, and the secondary is elite. Lajarius Sneed and Trent McDuffie are probably the best cornerback duo in the league this year. Sneed is also an upcoming free agent, and they might have a decision to make in Kansas City. It's very unlikely they'll be able to pay both Snead and Jones. It's the Chiefs are usually a high-flying offensive team, but it's been a defense-driven team this year. The defense is the reason why they got here. The offense can still put up points. Travis Kelce is still as good as ever. He had a down regular season, in my opinion, but he's played really well in the playoffs. Rashee Rice has been a very good contributor in his rookie year. And the offensive line is an elite group as well. I just think the Chiefs are an all-around better team than the 49ers. I think they're deeper. I think they have the better coach, the better quarterback, and I think they win this game and officially become a dynasty.
We do have one injury concern on defense for the Chiefs, do we not?
Oh, yes. Defensive end Charles Omenihu sadly suffered a torn ACL in that loss. Also, Pro Bowl guard Joe Tooney is unlikely to play because of a pec injury, but they're strong enough. They're good enough up front that I think they'll be okay.
And I didn't hear a lot of talk about the 49ers. What do you think if they were to pull off a victory, what has to go right for them?
One thing I forgot to mention is that the 49ers are actually favored in this game, but in my opinion, they shouldn't be. I know a lot of players on the roster have been here before, Nick Bosa, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, but this is Brock Purdy's first Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl is just different. It's the biggest game of the year. A championship is just one. A championship is just 60 minutes away, four quarters away. So there's a lot of pressure there. I think the defense was shredded in that win against the Lions in the NFC Championship. The Lions got out to a 24-7 lead, and then the 49ers started to play. They played really well in the second half. They were able to get some punts, had a turnover of they forced a fumble on Jahmyr Gibbs, and the Lions only scored 7 points in the entire second half, and that was at like the very end of the game. The 49ers defensive players were called out for their lack of effort. Detroit was moving the ball up and down the field, even for most of the even for a little bit in the second half. They were moving it pretty well, and they struggled against the Packers too. They have a lot of great players on the defensive line, such as Nick Bosa, Arik Armstead, and Javon Hargrave. But in those two playoff games, they've had a really hard time getting to the quarterback. They traded a third round pick for Chase Young, but that move has not really worked out so well. In order for the 49ers to win, the defensive line has to create pressure. They have to sack Mahomes, who I think has only been sacked once in this entire postseason run so far. The Chiefs are elite in the interior, even without Joe Tooney. Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith are among the best at their positions, though they're also both unrestricted free agents after 2024. Everyone says that the weak spots on the offensive line is the tackles, Donovan Smith and Jawan Taylor. Jawan Taylor leads the NFL in penalties among all players, so that's definitely someone the 49ers should try to target, but they've done pretty well in the playoffs. Mahomes hasn't been touched that much at all, but the defensive line has to create pressure. Purdy has to play turnover-free football, and one thing I noticed in that Ravens game is that the AFC Championship was that the Ravens pretty much gave up on the running game despite only being down 7. The Bills had like 180 rushing yards or something like that, and I think the 49ers can definitely exploit that with Christian McCaffrey, who just might be the best running back in the league. They need to play turnover-free football. They need to get pressure and sack Mahomes, and the secondary needs to hold up.
Okay, there you go. We thank you, as always, for listening to us this season, and we look forward to seeing you again maybe sometime in the off season with a draft recap, draft preview, something to that effect. Don't forget to follow Brennan on X, formerly Twitter, @PhD in NFL, and we'll see you soon.